VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. China on Sunday summoned the U.S. ambassador in Beijing to lodge a strong protest over the arrest of a Chinese technology executive in Canada and the American demand that she be extradited to the United States to stand trial on fraud charges. Vice Foreign Minister of China told the U.S. Ambassador Terry Branstad a day after calling in Canadian Ambassador John McCallum to protest Meng Wanzhou's arrest at the U.S.'s behest at the Vancouver airport on December 1st. The Chinese Foreign Ministry, in a statement, told Branstad that the arrest was extremely nasty. About 2,000 people have been arrested throughout France over the weekend in the latest round of violent protests against the government. The protesters are angry with President Emmanuel Macron and the high taxes he's imposed. Correspondent Lisa Bryant reports for VOA from Paris.
Some of the streets around the Champs-Élysées, which Parisians like to call the world's most beautiful avenue, were a battleground between so-called yellow vest protesters and police. Protesters spread out to other parts of the city, setting cars, garbage cans, and barricades on fire. Police responded with water cannons and tear gas and drove armored vehicles through the city streets. The yellow vests I talked to said they wanted to protest peacefully. Their demands varied: higher minimum wage, lower taxes, more equality. It's hard to see how this story will end.
Nationwide, the Interior Ministry says about 136,000 people rallied against France's high cost of living. Protesters also expressed their dismay with the presidency of Emmanuel Macron. Protests were held in a number of cities besides Paris, including Marseille, Bordeaux, Lyon, and Toulouse. This is VOA News. A crackdown on political dissent in Turkey is widening to encompass participants in a major civil unrest that happened 5 years ago. Protests then, but quickly transformed into broader demonstrations against the government and, in particular, then Prime Minister, now President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. At its peak, millions of people took to the streets across the country in 2013. Tens of thousands of hardline Hindu protesters and monks rallied in India's capital Sunday to demand that a Hindu temple be built on the ruins of a destroyed mosque led by a hardline group, a close ally of Prime Minister Narendra Modi's political party. Many say the site was a home to a Hindu temple before the Muslim rulers tore it down to build a mosque in 1528. The U.S. military says it's killed four members of an al-Shabaab extremist group with a self-defense airstrike outside Somalia's capital after partner forces were attacked. The U.S. Africa Command, in a statement released on Sunday, said the airstrike happened Saturday near Basra, a community outside the capital Mogadishu. The statement says no civilians were involved. President Trump says his top aide, Chief of Staff John Kelly, will be leaving at the end of the year. Associated Press correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
When John Kelly took the job as Chief of Staff a year and a half ago, President Trump made this prediction.
General Kelly will go down in terms of the position of Chief of Staff, one of the great ever.
He had early success, credited with imposing order on a chaotic West Wing after his arrival in June 2017. But Kelly's iron fist alienated some longtime Trump allies, and he grew increasingly isolated. As for the president, however, he still describes Kelly this way.
He's a great guy.
No official word yet on a successor, but Vice President Mike Pence's Chief of Staff, Nick Ayers, is reportedly Trump's top choice to replace Kelly.
An enormous early winter storm is clobbering the southern United States with snow, ice, and strong winds. More than 20 million people from Virginia to Georgia and west to parts of Mississippi are under storm warnings or watches. Virginia and North Carolina are under states of emergency. More than 500,000 people are without power, and 1,100 flights in and out of the busy Charlotte Douglas Airport in North Carolina have been canceled. Police are strongly urging people to stay off the roads. They say ice is making driving extremely dangerous. Some parts of Virginia and North Carolina, which usually don't see more than 15 centimeters of snow all winter, could find up to 45 centimeters of snow piled up before the storm moves out to sea. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.